The federal farm bill is the focus of the latest political battle on Capitol Hill, and in that fight rests the future of SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. About 1.7 million people here in Michigan and 47.5 million people nationwide receive federal help to buy food. Spending and participation in the food stamp program in 2011 was at an all-time high. Well, funding for the food stamp program is part of the big five-year farm bill. Both the House and Senate have approved farm bills, but there's a big gulf between the two versions. The Senate's version would cut about $4 billion from food assistance programs. Senate Democrats say that would be enough to root out waste but not strand people in need. The House version would cut much deeper, around $20 billion. House Republicans say now that the economy's recovering, food assistance can be cut back. And many of them maintain President Obama's expansion of food aid during the recession went way beyond what was truly needed. So here's the $16 billion gap, and the clock is ticking because the Farm Bill and food stamp programs expire at the end of September. We wondered, what does this all mean for Michiganders who rely on federal food assistance? We turn now to Melissa Smith. She's a senior policy analyst for the Michigan League for Public Policy, a Lansing-based group focusing on social services. Welcome back to the program, Melissa.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So if the House and Senate cannot iron out that $16 billion gap in committee, what would it mean for the people in our state who rely on SNAP?
Unfortunately, the answer to that question at this point is still a big I don't know and we don't know, because there's so many variables that could still occur, whether or not this goes down in conference committee. If it doesn't, there's possibility of trying to fund some of the programs through appropriations. But then that means a lot of the policy choices that might have been made by the legislators won't be included. So really at this point, what's different than has ever happened before, because the Farm Bill always tends to ruffle a lot of feathers up at the Capitol, and it always takes a while to get it through on its five-year cycle. But for the first time, we've got this Farm Bill that has come out of the House that split the nutrition program out of it entirely. And so what the House sent was only the part of it that dealt with agriculture and not that dealt with the nutrition programs that help so many poor families in this country. Fortunately, because the Senate version does have the nutrition title included, the conference committee can still come up with a final bill that includes the nutrition title in it. So it really comes down to what they're able to accomplish in that committee. There's been a lot of things that have been discussed between the House and the Senate regarding changes that have been suggested to be made to the SNAP program, including getting rid of some things that work around with what we call categorical eligibility, because so many families are on more than one government assistance program. They may be on cash assistance as well as food assistance, or on disability and food assistance, that we've kind of given states the ability to merge some of their eligibility requirements and allow for just one application or one set of requirements, and then you can get into several programs.
To streamline things.
Yes, exactly. And a lot of amendments have been made over the last few months to try and strip some of that ability out of the SNAP program. And that's the idea is that they're worried that some people might be getting food assistance that wouldn't be under the bill as it comes out of Congress because of the combinations that states have done with other programs. Of course, for the states, it saves them a ton of money. It's very efficient, and it also helps families get what they need and hopefully get on their way to self-sufficiency. So those have really been targeted, and that's where if the bills come out with some of the cuts proposed before slicing the nutrition title out entirely, we might see people dropped off because they had an eligibility that went through another program, but now they're not eligible for the food assistance program.
And what would that mean? I guess I'm trying to understand, as a bystander looking at all of this. It's confusing.
Yes, it is. Even as someone like me who's been doing this for many years, I will confess this has become very confusing because they've really gotten into so much of this real minutia of the program in, I think, an attempt to slice out fraud and abuse, and which, you know, we really feel is missing the mark on what the idea behind the categorical eligibility is, and that's just to help the state and to help people. One of the programs that has even been targeted has been an incentive program for the states to increase efficiency. That was in the original House bill of getting cut out of the SNAP program before they just eliminated the nutrition title entirely. Could also mean that some children will lose their eligibility for free and reduced school lunch.
Melissa, what is the vision in your mind as you work so hard to be a champion for vulnerable people and people who are impoverished and who need a helping hand? What is their image in your heart, in your mind? Because something very much drives you to care this much and to really be their voice.
Honestly, I grew up on cash assistance. I had food assistance. My mom was a single mother working two jobs and trying to go to school. And no matter where I've gotten in my life, I've always wanted to remember where I came from and made sure that so many people that I know and love don't have a voice in all of this. And I want to make sure that there are voices to protect people that don't necessarily have the ability to protect themselves.
That was Melissa Smith. Melissa's a senior policy analyst for the Michigan League for Public Policy, and she joined us today from Lansing. Melissa, thank you so much. Always good to have you on the program.
Thank you. It's lovely talking to you.